The World This Week. Politics.
The squabble over Britain's withdrawal from the European Union intensified in Parliament. MPs and the House of Commons defied the government by passing a bill that seeks a delay to Brexit until January 31st if a deal has not been passed in the chamber by October 19th. Boris Johnson purged the 21 MPs who rebelled against him from the Conservative Party, leaving the Prime Minister in charge of a government 43 short of a working majority. Mr. Johnson now wants to hold an election. He has a lead in the polls, but so did Theresa May before a setback at an election in 2017.
In what many consider to be a pre-election giveaway, the government outlined plans to increase spending, which for the first time in 11 years would enlarge the size of the British state relative to GDP. Sajid Javid, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, said that Britain could afford to turn the page on austerity.
HS2, Britain's controversial high-speed rail project, faced more delays and an estimate for the final bill soared to £90 billion, that's $110 billion, or £260 million per mile. The project was planned in two phases and originally costed at £30 billion in 2010. The escalating price means HS2 is in danger of being derailed.
Members of the Five Star Movement in Italy voted to accept a new government in coalition with their former enemies, the Democrats, to be headed by the incumbent Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte. This means that the plan by the hard-right leader of the Northern League, Matteo Salvini, to force an election has failed. For now.
In Germany, the Christian Democrats in Saxony and the Social Democrats in Brandenburg saw off challenges from the hard-right Alternative for Germany in state elections, which means that at the national level, the grand coalition between the CDU and the SPD is likely to continue.
A military judge set January 11, 2021 as the start date for the trial of the five men accused of plotting the 9/11 attacks. The trial, to be held at Guantanamo Bay, may not happen if it is found that the defendant's statements were extracted under torture. If it does occur, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others will face a court 20 years after the atrocities.
34 people died when a fire broke out on a boat chartered for a scuba diving excursion off the coast of Los Angeles. It was the worst loss of life on a vessel in American waters in four decades.
Zalmay Khalilzad, the diplomat conducting talks with the insurgents of the Taliban regarding an American withdrawal from Afghanistan, declared that the two sides had reached a preliminary deal. The plan is for a quick withdrawal of 5,400 of the 14,000 American troops in the country, followed by the staggered departure of the remainder, provided the Taliban meet certain conditions.